This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Richard was a young theology student studying to be a minister. He had a very genuine faith, doing his best, but he was struggling to some extent with his own personal faith. He had some questions and was looking for the answers. And so one night he decided to stake all his faith on the outcome of a single prayer. And this was the prayer. God, he said, I've got to find some evidence that you really exist. If you'll say a word or become visible or in some other way let me know for sure of your existence, I'll give you the rest of my life. But if you don't, he said, I'm not going to believe you anymore. All through that night, Richard waited for God to act. Surely, he thought, the God who'd spoken from Sinai, as he had read in the Old Testament, who'd healed the sick, had raised the dead, surely he'd answer such a small request. But God remained silent. And Richard waited and waited. There was no voice, no answer. So in the morning, he took his Bible, all his Christian books, even the one that he had written about the book of Job, and he burnt them. He got rid of them all. And I want to ask this question today. What do we do when the God of the universe seems silent, it seems unfair, he doesn't speak, or seems hidden? From the dawn of history, I think people like Richard have struggled with this issue. We pray for guidance, none seems to come. We plead to God for loved ones to be healed, but they die. We want our burdens to be lifted, but instead we seem to get more burdens, and this disappointment becomes an ache in our heart. And we might have read the miraculous stories of healing from disease, and we try to get this faith that can move mountains, but instead of a voice coming from a mountain like Mount Sinai, we hear nothing. God doesn't even seem to say yes or no. And so, like Richard, we say, why does God let me down? I think there have been a lot of people like that. I recall Tom Sutherland. This was back from 1985 to November 1991. Tom Sutherland was held hostage in Beirut, in Lebanon, for 6.5 years. He actually had terrible conditions. He was held in 26 different locations. He was in cells that were underground, and after 18 months of captivity, they put him into a solitary underground cell. He became so discouraged that this man thought of committing suicide by putting a plastic bag over his head, but he couldn't do it. He thought about his wife and three daughters. So Tom Sutherland was a Christian man when he was taken captive. He'd been an elder in his church. But do you know that after his experience in Lebanon, he no longer believes in God? And when he was asked about this, he said, I prayed so many times and so hard, I prayed so hard, nothing happened. Now, of course, you might say, well, I wish it was different, but that's the reality. And I think if we're truthful, many of us at one time have felt abandoned by God. And for him, in captivity, it was a heart-wrenching grief. And that could be even the result of a divorce or the death of a child. It can be finding out that someone's been cheating on you, or whatever it is. We can become aware in our lives of pain, loss, and isolation. We might go to church, and yet even there we don't feel God speaking to us. It was C.S. Lewis, who'd been married only 4 years when his wife, Joy, died of cancer. They were very much in love, and Joy's death was almost too much for C.S. Lewis to bear. And this man, a great man, plunged into this deep depression. He didn't know what to do. He wrote a great book called A Grief Observed. And these were some of the words that he wrote in the book. Where is God? When you are happy, so happy that you have no sense of needing him, if you remember yourself and turn to him with praise, you will be welcomed with open arms. But to go to him when you need what you need is desperate, when all other help is not there, what do you find? He said you find a door slammed in your face, a sound of bolting, a double bolting on the inside, the silence. The longer you wait, he said, the more emphatic the silence become. What does it mean? He said, why is God so present a commander in our time of prosperity and a very absent in times of trouble? That might sound like harsh words. And tomorrow I just want to take it a little bit further. When God seems silent. Dear God, we acknowledge it's difficult to see the road ahead sometimes, but we know you give us knowledge, strength and peace. And we thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.